Welcome, we are in Maseches Tainis and Daf Vav Amid Beis, about 14 lines from the bottom. Amar Rav Yehuda, says Rav Yehuda, Tova Lashata de Teves Amelosa. It's a very good sign, it's a very good year, if Teves is an Amelosa, Teves is a widow, meaning there is no rain in the month of Teves. Ik de Amri, there are some that explain, why is that such a good thing? Delo Baire Tarbitze, because the places where people study Torah are not empty. Why are they not empty? Explains Rashi. Because if there's no rain in Teves, then the roads are very passable, and then the Talmidim could travel to the places where they study Torah, and they could fill up the Bate Medrash. V'ikad da'amri, and there are those that say, no, delo shakil shudfona. That the reason is because the crops will not be affected by a surge in water, which could very often destroy the crops themselves. Sometimes too much rain is detrimental to the growth of the agriculture. Inni asks the Gemara, is that so? V'ho'omer Rav Chisda, for Rav Chisda himself said, Tova la shata de teves minablosa, that it is very good that there's a year where teves is actually has extra rain. And the roads have exceptional amounts of water on them. So the Gemara says, no, lo kasha, is not a contradiction, because ha de asa mitrami kara, when we talk about the fact that it's an advantage for Teves to not have rain, that's talking about a case where rain in the season in general had been very good. Ha de lo asa mitra, but if we're in a season where the rain has not been sufficient, so then a lack of rain in Teves is considered to be something that is not necessarily very good. The Amar Rav Chisda, and Rav Chisda makes another statement about rain. Yeshamim sheyardu al miktas medina. If rain fell on only one part of the medina, only one part of the country, va miktas medina lo yardu, and rain did not fall on another part of the country, ein behen mishum ve'otzar. That is not a manifestation of the klala of the otzar that we had mentioned earlier in the daf. A signal that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is withholding rain on account of improper behavior on the part of Klal Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges the Medina in its totality. And if the entire Medina is experiencing a lack of rain, then that means the distribution of food is compromised for the country. And therefore, that is a signal that that country is not behaving properly. But if parts of the country have rain and parts of the country don't have rain, then things can be redistributed. The areas that don't have rain could receive sustenance from the areas that do. So that does not indicate that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sending a particular message to the country as a whole. But the Gemara says, "Inni, is that true?" Vaksiv, but we have a pasuk. V'gam anochi manati mikem es hageshem, that I will also withhold from you geshem, rain, the od shlosha chadashim lekatzir, when there are 3 months to go for the katzir, for the harvest, vim tarti al ir achas, and I will bring rain to one city, val ir achas lo amtir, and on another city I will not bring rain, chelka achas timatir, that one portion will get its rain. So the Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, and Rav Yehuda says the name of Rav, Shtehen Leklala. Both of these areas are considered under the influence of a Klala. And yet, one city has rain, and one city does not have rain. So that contradicts the statement that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu withholds rain from one area of a country and not another, that somehow does not signal a Klala. It in fact does, according to this pasuk in Amos, says the Gemara, lo kasha, that's not a kasha. Ha da asa tuva, because this statement that seems to say that a partial amount of rain is considered problematic, that's ha da asa tuva. That's a case where the rain fell with so much excess that the partial rain that fell damaged whatever food sustenance did grow. So if that's the case, so then it is considered ve'otzar, because even though you did see part of rain, the rain itself was damaging. Ha de otzar can be boilei. And the statement of Rav Chisda that seems to say that having a drought in one area and not in another area is not an indicator. That's where the rain that falls in the area that does get the rain falls in a manner that is conducive to the growth of their produce, and as a result, can sustain the entire country. Amar Ravashi says, Ravashi dekonami, it's even meduyuk, it's even evident in the language of the pasuk itself, because it says, timoter, this language of that it should be rained upon, tehemako motor, that it is a place of rain. Meaning the rain is so much that its whole identity is transformed into a place of rain. Tehemako matar, it's a place of rain, and therefore even where it is raining is not helpful, and that's why the pasuk refers to such a medina as under the influence of this klolo shmamina. So we see from here that those psukim, the psukim in Amos, are talking about a scenario where even the rain that is happening is bederech klolo. It's interesting, we've been learning an entire mesechta that really relates to rain as a bracha. And yet, here we see that sometimes even something that could be the source of such goodness, when it's provided not in the manner in which it can be productive and impactful in a positive way, it itself becomes a source of klala as well. We have to be careful what we ask for. Sometimes the actual item that we're asking for could be itself a source of tremendous klala. We know many people who've received lots of sustenance, lots of money, and have used it for proper things, and it's been a source of tremendous bracha in their lives. We know many people for whom excess of material wealth has also been a source of tremendous klala. So not everything in the world that seems to be a source of bracha is exclusively manifests itself that way. We daven not only for the presence of rain, but that the rain itself should be in a manner that benefits everyone in terms of bracha. Amar Rabbi Avo, says Rabbi Avo, me masai mevarchin ala geshamim. So when do we make the bracha on rain? Mishiyetze chasan likras kala. So the Gemara gives a metaphor. When the chasan goes out to meet the kala, Rashi says, it means that when the drops fall on the ground to a place that already there is a collected amount of water on the ground, so that when the water hits the puddle on the ground, something comes up from the puddle. When that amount falls, that reaches the threshold of when the bracha should be recited. And my mevarich, what is this bracha? So Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, says Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, modim anachnu loch, Hashem Elokeinu, that we thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, akol tipa v'tipa shehoradto lanu, for every single drop that you've brought to us. Rav Yochanan Mesayim Bahachi, Rav Yochanan would end as follows, Ilu finu male shira kayom, if our mouths were as full as shira kayom, as songs of the sea, ul shonenu rina kahamon galov, and our tongues were as full of the rina, the joyous song, kahamon galov, as the multitude of waves, ad al yazvunu rachamecha Hashem Elokeinu, until al yazvunu rachamecha Hashem Elokeinu, that your mercy, you should not let your mercy withhold from us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'lo azveinu, not forsake us. Baruch rov ha-hoda'os. Blessed are you with rov ha-hoda'os, with many thanks. The Gemara says, rov ha-hoda'os, well, kol ha-hoda'os. You seem to imply that as long as it's rov, even though you don't want all of the hoda'ah. Samara Rava says, Rava, no, we amend the text a little bit. Ema kel ha-hoda'os. No, it's the, not rov ha-hoda'os, it's the God of Hodaos, the God of Thanksgivings. Amar Rav Papa says, Rav Papa, Hilkach, therefore, Nemrayu Litarvayu, should use both endings, Kela Hodaos, Virova Hodaos, because they both complement each other in terms of what they convey. It's interesting, the Rishonim all bring up that the Gemara in Brachos also raises the possibility of reciting a bracha on Geshem. And the Gemara in Brachos discusses that you should make the bracha of Hatov HaMeitiv, and the Gemara raises this alternative possibility, and the Gemara works through which circumstances one would be required to simply make the bracha of Hatov HaMeitiv, and which circumstances one would recite the bracha of Modim. The Shulchan Aruch records in Simen Reish Chaf Aleph this din, that im hayu betzar we make this bracha. And the Ramah adds that we don't generally make this bracha bizman hazeh, the birchas hageshamim, because since in our area, the Ramah was in Krakow, in Poland, since in our area we have a tremendous amount of rain as it is, and it doesn't really stop, so when the rain begins, it's not really a resolution of tremendous distress, and therefore, we don't make this bracha. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah writes, that since there isn't a sense of simcha with Yerides Geshamim, they don't make the bracha of Yerides Geshamim. But lands that, even outside Eretz Yisrael, that do experience tremendous drought, and that drought is relieved with the Yerides Geshamim, would make this type of bracha. And in Eretz Yisrael, where there is often drought seasons, and the rain season is very, very precious in terms of its role in providing sustenance for the people, the bracha would in fact be made. It's also interesting that the Gemara says that part of the language of the bracha is we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu akol tipa v'tipa, for each and every drop. And this is a theme that we see recurring in relating to blessing HaKadosh Baruch Hu or thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to recognize that very often when we encounter the blessings of Hashem, so they're in a very global, macro type of way. We see rain as this larger entity that provides the sustenance that we need. To recognize that within that larger global Hashgacha is also the very particular Hashgacha Pratis of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKol Tipa V'Tipa. The way we thank Hashem for rain is not just saying that we recognize, oh, it's raining, but rather that there's Geshem, but rather HaKol Tipa V'Tipa, each and every drop we recognize comes as a cheshbon from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and as we've seen, sometimes the drops fall in a manner that provides tremendous bracha, and sometimes the drops fall in a manner that doesn't. When we think about our Parnasa during the year, to just extend the lesson of the Geshem, so we often think about our salary, right? How much we're given in a particular year. And that's how we think of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's role in our Parnasa. But really, we have to have Hodah called Tipa V'Tipa, to recognize that each and every drop, each and every piece of that ability to sustain ourselves and our families is itself coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and itself could be an opportunity for a tremendous growth or a tremendous nisayon. Okay.